Ahoy everyone. This is recording number 12 of the audio journal for Voyagers Under Sail. Today is Friday, August 10, 2018. It's just past midnight. We spent two nights at our first anchorage on the north side of the island of Minorca. It was beautiful, beautiful water, nice and warm, very calm weather, very little wind coming nicely from over the shore. So it was very safe and comfortable. We spent yesterday exploring the town nearby and spending the afternoon at the beach. We kind of need a little bit of beach time and relaxation. We just provisioned for a couple of meals from the local supermarket. So it was kind of a nice spot where it wasn't too busy, it wasn't too lonely. Nice sandy beach, shopping nearby, so you kind of have a little bit of everything and not too much of anything. It was absolutely beautiful. After that, this morning, actually the morning of the 9, because you are already on Friday now, it's just past midnight. So on Thursday morning, around 8 o'clock, we went on our way to the other side of the island of Minorca. And the reason we went all the way around the island is because the Mistral is going to start blowing tonight, maybe in about an hour. So we had to find a safe anchorage on the other side of the island. And we came to Cala Galanda, if I remember right the name. Beautiful anchorage, nice cliffs almost all the way around. A big hotel on one side of the anchorage with a big beach, but still it looks nice. It's a pretty nice place, I have to say. It's beautiful. And we arrived here around 4:30, just before 5 o'clock, so it was like an 8-hour sail. We sailed almost all the way through. We used the engine only when we left the first anchorage until we put the sail up, and again when we came here we turn on the engine just to get into the anchorage. And during the trip, only twice when we had to reef the sails. The wind was 12 to 20 knots, anywhere from 12 to 20 knots, mostly around 15 to 17, I'd say. We sailed beautifully today on almost all points of sail. Of course, we rounded the island, so we had the chance to sail in on a lot of with the wind coming from different directions, and it was good for us, good for building our confidence, and good to get used to how the boat Quo Vadis sails and all of that. So that was nice. We at some point the wind was on our nose for like 2 or 3 hours, so we kept on tacking left and right, board and starboard, until we came around the headland. So it's 12:15 at night, and people are still using the dinghy and moving around by dinghy in the anchorage. I think one of our neighbors is in trouble, but anyway. Yeah, I'll tell you about this in a second. So, what's happening right now, because this is why I started recording, because I would love to sleep at this time, but I can't. It's a small anchorage, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, I'd say 20 boats in this anchorage. In a normal day, you wouldn't fit more than 10 boats, but we are, let's say 18 boats in this anchorage right now. And the wind is shifting. So all day the wind blew from let me not make a mistake, from southeast, kind of. And now it's gonna start to blow from the north. And being such a small anchorage, you cannot let a lot of chain out because you don't have a lot of room to swing. But because the wind is changing direction, boats are starting to swing. And it's a 180 degrees swing. Not all the boats swing at the same time. Not all the boats do a full swing. And that starts to create a lot of trouble because like half an hour ago, the stern of my boat was 6 meters away from the bow of my neighbor's boat. The wind shifted more and now my stern is, let's say, 12 meters away from the bow of another boat. But when that boat, let's call it the Spanish boat, when the Spanish boat dropped anchor four hours ago, they were on my bow. So now they are on my stern, okay? So they were on my bow and they were 20, 25 meters away from me. Now the wind shifted, they are on my stern, their bow is pointing at me and we are like 12 meters away from each other. So that makes for a night of not sleeping, staying on deck, looking around, making sure that we are safe. And now I know why my neighbor went into his dinghy, because he went to pull away his boat, the boat that he has on his starboard side, because the owners of that boat just went into town for a party or whatever. So that's the situation. But no, that's it. It's the life of a sailor. So whenever you think of all the fun, think of this. Now I'm looking to the north and the lightning that's happening in the sky, it's absolutely crazy. So the Mistral is going to start blowing over us in about an hour or two. At the moment, it comes with tons of lightning. It's like a disco ball from that side of the island. So probably we'll get wind, thunder, and rain. Actually, the cockpit needs a good wash, so I don't mind that much. The rain, I don't mind it. I hope the wind, because we are in this Kala and has cliffs all around of at least 20 meters, if not more, 25 meters cliffs. I hope we are gonna be pretty well sheltered from the wind itself. I'm not worried about waves because there is not a chance for waves to build, because the wind building is coming from the land. So there is no way for waves to build, but you don't want to have to start pulling on your anchor in such a tight anchorage. That's what kind of worries me at the moment. Anyway, enough rambling. Just to give you another taste of the life of voyaging under sail and not going into port. Because one option was to go into port, pay 150 euro a night and have no worries. But when you want to travel all the way around the world, you can't afford to pay 150 euro for one night in a port. You just try to stay at anchor as often as possible. That's what you do. Okay, we'll talk again in a couple of days. Love you all.